Hi, this is Jake Posey. I was calling you in regards to your appraisal services.
Yes.
Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay. I'm helping my mom sell her house over in Pinckneyville.
Okay.
And I live in Florida right now, so I was, if you have a few minutes, I'd like to ask you a few minutes about your qualifications, the process that you go through, because I just couldn't find any information about you online.
Okay.
How long have you been doing appraisals?
Let me back up here. Did you find out any information about any appraiser online?
Not a whole lot, no.
Okay.
Not in the Pinckneyville area.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. No problem. So it looks like you're certified through the state.
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been an appraiser?
Been an appraiser since 2003.
Okay. And
certified since 2007.
2007. Okay.
And to be certified, you have to do approximately, I'm going to guess this, at 2,800 hours, I think, of appraisal time. Each appraisal will consist of about 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
I don't know. Actually, I mean, math on that to figure that out. So,
right.
It's a tedious business to get started in. So.
Sure, I can understand that. I know the real estate market's relatively slow in the area. How many appraisals have you conducted in the past year?
In the past year, probably between 20 and 30.
Okay. Can you walk me through?
I don't. Appraisal is not, I don't do that 100%. I'm also a real estate broker. So
okay.
I'm about probably 60-40.
Okay. So. Gotcha. Can you walk me through in general how you would conduct an appraisal of my mom's house?
First, ask you for the reason of the appraisal.
Okay.
And then I would ask you who the intended users were.
Okay.
And then I would set up an appointment date for the inspection of the property.
Okay.
Sometimes prior to the inspection, I go to the county and get the documents, the legal documents regarding the property. Sometimes I get them after the inspection. You know, it's just really, it really all has to do with time constraints. If I have time to get there, you know, or if I am in the courthouse getting other documents for other properties, sometimes I, you know, try to be most efficient there as I can. Once I come out to the house, I measure the exterior of the house and any exterior buildings. I determine the gross living area of the house at that time or the dimensions of it. I may not have the exact square footage because sometimes houses are pretty cut up, and that I load that into the computer, and the system gives me a GLA back as the gross living area. And basically that's what your appraisal is based on regarding the effective age of the home, the year built. I mean, obviously I'm not going to compare a house that was built in 1900 to a house that was built in 2010, you know, so
sure.
I'm going to have just certain characteristics about the house, the property is what I'm going to be looking for to compare it to. So a simpler way of putting that, I'm going to try to compare apples to apples or oranges to oranges.
Sure. Okay. That sounds great. So how do I hire you?
You set up a time for the inspection.
Okay.
The fee on that will be, I mean, is it a house in town?
It's in Pinckneyville.
Okay. You say in Pinckneyville, but it's in town, so it's on a lot and block system, and it's not in a subdivision or it's not in the country. See, a lot of times I get these calls, people ask me what my fee is. I tell them for realistically a residential home on a lot inside a community.
Right. So this is it's on the edge of Diamondtown, if you're familiar with Pinckneyville.
Yes, it's on the west side.
You know where Diamondtown is? You know where the water tower is there?
Right. Okay.
It's the house right underneath it.
Okay.
It's got 4 acres of property with it.
Right. Okay. What'd you say it has?
About 4 acres of property with it.
Okay. Okay.
It's got one pole barn and a couple, or actually I think she got rid of the other outbuildings.
Okay.
A detached garage and a pole barn.
Okay. Yeah, I mean that's regarding lot and block or acreage, or, you know, people call me and want me to give me a quote on an appraisal. And then I quote them a fee, and then they tell me that it's 25 acres. And I'm like, whoa, hang on here a second. So,
sure.
House is single level, or is it two-story, or what year was it?
Single level, early 1900s.
Okay. And is this for in the state or for state purposes? Or?
No, we're selling. My mom is still living there. My dad passed away almost 2 years ago, and so she's decided to go ahead and sell it.
Okay, so she's wanting an appraisal, so she lists the property for sale.
Correct.
Okay. Is the house occupied right now, or is it vacant?
Occupied.
Okay, by her?
Yes.
Okay, my fee for that is going to be $400.
Okay.
And what I normally tell people is 10 business days after the time of inspection. Right now is my busy time of year. I don't have my calendar in front of me right now, but I'm probably looking at the tail end of next week before I can get to it.
Okay. Do you take credit cards or check?
Check. Actually, check the day of inspection. Your mom's going to be there. What I'll do is I'll measure the outside and I'll go inside. I will do what I call somewhat of a floor plan. Don't measure the inside to the inch. I round up because the inside, I mean, I'm meticulous about the exterior, about the gross
sure.
living area, because that's your footprint of your home is where your value is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to be very specific on the number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, but when I go to draw those in, sometimes I might be off, my sketch might be off 1 or 2 feet as far as what the size of the bedroom is, because at that point it's really, it's kind of irrelevant. I mean, it matters for the bedroom count, the bathroom count, basement, is there a finished basement or?
No, crawl space.
Okay. Once I get done with all that, I'll have questions for her. I'll be asking her the age of the roof, age of any, if she tells me there's been any recent updates, I'll ask her if there's been any recent updates. I'll ask her what those were, somewhat get a ballpark idea from her of how much the was spent at the time of the renovation or the update. I will ask how old the HVAC is, the heating and cooling, air conditioning, water heater. I'll be checking the breaker box in the house to make sure that it's 100 amp, 200 amp, or if it's screwing 60 amp fuses. Anything that I see that's deferred maintenance, I will list in the report, and I'll take photos of torn floor coverings, broken windows, holes in the wall, hanging doors, missing closet doors, stuff like that. It will all be noted. You know, I'm not going to get underneath the house and crawl around and check the wiring and stuff like that, because everything that I do is basically head and shoulders. I'm not going to get in the attic and crawl around. I will make a visual inspection of the roof from the exterior, and I will not get on the roof.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize my safety.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. That 4 acres, that's not tillable ground, is it?
It's tillable. No, there was a, when we moved in, there was a Christmas tree farm on it, but that's been kind of grown over, and that was just kind of wooded land. My dad raised beagles, and so we used it for a training pen.
The week's going to be 21st. See, I can't do it the 21st.
Yeah, I mean, I have to mail her a check, so give me enough time for the...
Okay. We're looking like the week after Memorial Day, possibly the 27th.
Okay.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay. I will call her and let her know the time, and if I'll give you the address here in a second, if she and her phone number, and if that's not good for her, I'll call you back and schedule with another time.
Okay. What is the name of the property? Is it in her name?
Yeah. Well, it's probably in both of their names still.
Well.
All right. So the 27th at 10 a.m., I will mail her a check for $400. I'll tell her to expect you, and I'll give you a call back if anything changes.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.